views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with radio show host and nutritional consultant Michelle Bond about what's really going on with the foods we eat. With the Monsanto controversy, I'm very interested to hear what Michelle has to say about GMOs, and I'm sure you are too. But first, I want to do this week's healing meditation. This is a new feature that I just introduced 2 weeks ago, and we're going to be doing each show, each Tuesday show, at the beginning of the hour. And this week, the meditation I want to do is for all animals that are used in labs as test animals. And I want us to send them healing love, love for their hearts, healing for their bodies, and healing for their fear and scaredness. So let's begin. So just begin. Again, don't do this if you're driving. Begin by closing your eyes and take a deep breath in. And release. And just open your heart and send love to all those animals. Go ahead and open your eyes, and thank you for joining me in that and sending that love and healing energy to them. If you have a person or a world situation that you would like us to do a meditation for on the show, you can email me at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. Okay, for a few announcements, next Tuesday, June 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be filling in for Dr. Pat on her show, the Dr. Pat Show, and I'd love for you to listen. That's number one, but number 1.5, I need ideas for topics or a guest. This was a spur-of-the-moment thing, and so I need to come up with something fun for us to do next Tuesday. So send me an email with an idea at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com or on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, I do want to remind you I have a new page there called The Laura Longley Show. And on that page, I have who the upcoming guests are. We have conversations with the guests on the page. And I give you access to a clip from the light bulb moment from the previous week. So So come and join the discussion. I'd love to hear from you, both your ideas about the show and comments on things that have gone on the show. Again, Laura Longley Show on Facebook. I also have a new show that, well, it's not a new show, but I'm created a show on Blog Talk Radio where you can go and listen to archives of the Laura Longley Show. And again, it's called the Laura Longley Show, and also on YouTube. Well, last Saturday was my birthday, and I have to say that as I get a little bit older, I'll just say a little bit older, 1 year older, you know, birthdays don't mean as much as they did when we were kids or even when we were a little bit younger adults. But, you know, it's still nice to have that one special day that's just your day. And one of the things that I use it for is to use my tarot to help me have a more easeful coming year. And I'm going to be talking more about that in the light bulb moment about how I do that and sharing with you how you can do it as well on your own, because I've done it all on my own and self-taught. So stay tuned for that later in the show during the light bulb moment. Well, Michelle has been patiently and quietly waiting, so let me introduce her to you. Not so quiet that moment. Michelle Bond is a board-certified holistic health practitioner, nutritional consultant, yogini, and meditation teacher. Using complementary and alternative medicine modalities, she teaches you how to feel great. Michelle had been immersed in health and nutrition since becoming a professional dancer at the age of 13, but then something strange happened. In spite of living a very healthy lifestyle and eating what was supposed to be a healthy diet, Michelle suffered some health challenges herself. None of the doctors could figure out what was wrong with her. She decided to take matters into her own hands and started studying nutrition intensely. She was able to regain her health, get rid of her health challenges, and helps her family and clients to do the same thing. Let's welcome Michelle Bond to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm very excited about that.
I'm excited about it, too, for a couple of reasons. I'm excited to hear about the nutrition stuff, partly because of the GMO part and partly because of I'm a vegetarian, and so I'm interested in how that plays into it. But I'm also excited because you're a fellow radio show host, and it's fun for us to get together on here.
Yes, it is. And I had you on my show a while back, and we had a blast, didn't we?
It was a lot of fun. I did some tarot readings, and we had a good time. And so it's always a good time when we get together, and I hope it's always a good time for the listeners when we get together too.
Exactly. We want the energy to be spread all around.
That's right. So today you're going to talk with us about what are some major misconceptions about foods. And I know that you, as it says in your introduction, but also from talking with you, I know that the information that you've come to has been through personal experience as well as book learning.
Yes, it has. I did go to school and learn and study nutrition. I have a certification as a nutritional consultant. I had personal experiences with foods, and I thought that I was eating a healthy diet because I was a yogini and I studied Ayurveda. And so while I wasn't totally a vegetarian, I was eating a plant-based diet. I was watching what I ate. I did not eat processed foods or anything like that, but I still managed to get sick. And the reason why I did is because there are so many ingredients put into the foods that we have today that we don't even know are put in there, actually.
So you're saying not even processed foods, but even just fruits and vegetables?
Yes. Okay. And that might sound preposterous, but it's not. And so we don't even know these things are going on. But now what's happening, is there's a whole movement that's coming out, and that just started recently. And so people are starting to get educated, and they're starting to learn what is actually in the foods, that they had. But back when this happened to me, there was not that information. And so I learned the hard way.
So
I ended up getting sick, and you know, the doctors would do all the blood tests and all that kind of thing, and they would come back negative. And thank God my doctor did not say, well, it's all in your head, which a lot of doctors will do, especially when things come up.
Do you mind if I ask what your symptoms were, what was going on for you?
Yes, you can. Actually, I became extremely lethargic. I would sleep all night long. I would get up. All I could do was feed my dog, take a shower, and then I'd eat breakfast, and then I'd have to go back to bed. And wow. this situation just kept getting worse and worse and worse. I just started feeling really, really bad. And so what it was I was hypothyroid, but, the doctors, they did all kinds of tests and nothing came up. So I ended up, seeking out an energy healer who helped me diagnose that. But that was
So you didn't show up as having the hypothyroid?
Yeah, no, nothing showed up on the blood tests, and the blood tests really are inaccurate for showing thyroid imbalances. But I also had irritable bowel syndrome, and all kinds of stomach issues. Yeah. So it all just kind of fed in. Now, and I was doing yoga. Let me just tell you, honey, I was doing hour and a half yoga classes that would be considered four or five, level four or five, which is, they don't even have level four or five. They only go up to level three.
Like with Thai food, it would be like 10 stars when it only goes up to five.
That's correct. And then that's in LA where they have a strong yoga community, especially Vinyasa Flow, and they're known for their high intensity workout classes, and that's what I was doing. So for me to get sick like that, I mean, it was very disabling and crippling, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So what did your doctor tell you? I mean, did he just say he was stymied, or did he say, oh, it's chronic fatigue, or it's some of these other kind of catch-all ones that we hear?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He just said, I have no idea. And he knew that I was a yogini and a meditation teacher and studied Ayurveda and was in an alternative healing. And he just kind of looked at me and shook his head, and he goes, you know, you're eating a good diet and you're taking your nutritional supplements. I don't know what's up. So he just kind of left it for me to figure out on my own.
So how long did it go on with him not knowing before you started working on figuring it out yourself?
A few months.
Okay.
A few months, because finally you get to the bottom where...
Gotta do something.
Yeah, you gotta do something, and I wasn't getting any answers anywhere, and so I finally just threw in the towel and said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I've gotta take matters into my own hands.
Well, we need to take a break now, but when we come back, I want to talk more about how you figured out what it was that was going on for you and what to do about it. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Michelle will share more about what are some of the major misconceptions about food. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is radio show host and nutritional consultant Michelle Bond. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Michelle. So Michelle, can you give your contact info for listeners?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, it's themichellebondshow.com. And my phone number is 425-412-0202. And again, that is themichellebondshow.com.
And so if people are interested in doing a consultation with you, is that where they would go to schedule? Or they just call you up or?
Yeah, they can go there and schedule. It has all my contact information there. It has my toll-free number, which is 888-713-5331, 888-713-5331, or also my Skype. So they can reach me on my cell phone, my 1-800 number, and Skype. And also they can email me there, too.
So you are so easy to find. It's ridiculous.
It is.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So coming back to what really got you into focusing on nutrition is when you got sick. And so then the doctors didn't know what to do about it. And just briefly, I'd love to hear kind of how you started exploring yourself and what things that you did that really gave you, shined a light on what you really needed to know.
Okay. I've always been a type A, even with all the yoga and the meditation, always a type A. Mm-hmm. And I've always been interested in food, always, always, always. And so I kind of had my higher self, kind of had a feeling that the food that I was eating was causing what was going on, because it certainly wasn't my lifestyle, you know. And so I decided to start studying nutrition. And how I got the energy to do that when I was so exhausted, I have no idea. But just being the type A person, you know, you just plow through certain things. And so I went to the Global College of Natural Medicine, contacted them, and got their course in nutrition and started studying it and started realizing that all these things that were in the foods, like the GMO products, mm-hmm. And the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, all the toxins that are in the food, what was in our water that we are drinking, which is another contributing factor to the reason why mm-hmm. I was feeling so bad, and how foods were prepared. It's important to prepare foods in a healthy manner, which I usually did, but I will admit that I was using the microwave because I didn't know any better, and lots of people don't know any better.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so that just was a real... Taking that coursework was a real eye-opening experience for me. And then I also did some research on soy, and my own independent research on soy, because the school kind of was said soy was okay. But I kind of had a feeling it wasn't, because mm-hmm. I did a personal experiment with soy myself, actually. And this time when I got sick, I was eating soy products because I believed the hype that everybody else does that it's good for you. But actually that was the one of the main things that contributed to the hypothyroidism, and my irritable bowel disease or syndrome, my irritable IBS. A stomach upset. And so I started cutting. When I found that out, and I also gained weight and I couldn't get rid of the weight. And, I had hormonal imbalances and that, resulted in my breasts getting large, and they just kept growing and growing and growing, and they wouldn't stop. And this was starting to worry me a little bit because I thought this is highly unnormal. And then I ended up getting broken capillaries on my face. And the interesting thing is I found out all this research on soy, started doing all this research, then I found out what it was doing and that actually it was doing this to me. And so I immediately stopped all soy products. And my the energy healer who diagnosed the hypothyroidism also said to me, you know, to go off of soy. And then the interesting thing is I went to my dermatologist because I've got these broken capillaries on my face. Uh-huh. It's rather unsightly, you know.
Yeah.
And so he took one look at me and he goes, because he knows I'm a yogini and a meditation teacher and, you know, all this into holistic health and everything. And so he knew I wasn't, like, drinking and that wasn't.
Right.
You know. So anyway, he goes, have you eaten soy lately?
Interesting.
Now, I said, yeah, interesting. I said, I did, but I quit. I had quit. And he goes, well, that's what's causing this broken capillaries, because estrogen in the soy makes things grow. Estrogen makes things grow. And he'd seen a lot of it. So it was an eye-opening experience for sure.
Interesting. Well, I knew that, that there are, is it isoflavones that's the stuff that's in soy that's the hormones. Mm-hmm. And I knew that for women it could cause some hormonal issues. But, well, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Well, not only for women does it cause hormonal issues, but also for men.
Well, I suppose that's true because, I mean, we're all affected by hormones. So, yeah. But since I'm a woman, I guess I mainly thought about it.
Well, it makes you estrogen dominant is what it does because of the isoflavones, the estrogen in the plants, even though it's plant estrogen, people think it's safe, but it's not, because it still latches on to all of your estrogen receivers that you have in your body. And so it makes you estrogen dominant is the issue there. And that's the reason why my breasts kept growing and growing and growing.
Right.
So, yeah, and I won't go into the details, but anyway, got off soy and then went back to normal. Thank God.
Well, some women would like to have that problem.
I know some women would like that. No, so, thank you very much.
Okay, so one of the things you did was you quit eating soy. What else? Mm-hmm. You quit using the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do differently?
I went 100% organic. Because when you're going 100% organic, you don't get the GMO foods, which are extremely toxic, contrary to what people think and all the hype that, you know, the GMO manufacturers would like for you to believe.
Right.
So I did that so I could make sure that I was getting foods that were as close to nature as possible. And I started in eating more. I mean, everything's organic. You know, whether you're a vegetarian or you're not a vegetarian, you need to be eating everything organic, including your chickens and your beef and your pork if you're going to be eating meat. And your fish needs to be wild Alaskan raised, not any farmed fish. People don't realize that. They think, you know, they can eat farm fish and it's just as good for them, and it's not. And I started filtering my water because I became aware of all the chemicals and the toxins that are in our tap water.
So if you just use, because like I use a Brita pitcher, is that good enough?
No.
No,
and you know, and I started out doing that. I mean, you know, the thing of it is I started out with the Brita filter thinking that was enough. But then I started noticing something was happening with the filters, and they didn't seem to be doing as good a job as they used to. But those filters, while they're good if you don't have any other source of filtering your water, they don't get out the fluoride that gets put into the water. Okay. And fluoride, believe it or not, is a toxin. It is in no way good for you. And it really does not strengthen your teeth, even though you've been led to believe that. It does not do that. And in fact, it causes fluorosis, which breaks down your bones and your teeth, makes them very brittle and weak. So it does the opposite effect. Yes.
So what should we use to filter water then?
Well, you need to get one of those water filters that will take out the chlorine, the fluoride, the pathogens, the lead, any other heavy metals. And you can have it's ionized. And, so you can get filters that do that, but you could put it on your house. You know, and lots of people have a home, so they put it where the water source comes in from the city. Put that type of filter there, and then except the problem is if you have plastic pipes, you know, because now people are instead of using copper are going with plastic pipes and galvanized pipes, then it's not good. Then you need to put it, you know, at where it comes out of the spigot. And you even need to filter your shower water, too. So other than that, then you can go to, like, the Whole Foods sometimes or the PCC or your local co-op, and they'll have that kind of filtered water, and you just load up on it. And you for cooking and drinking.
So why do you need it in your shower?
Because the chlorine, your skin, absorbs all kinds of things. It's an organ. You know, it's the largest organ in your body. Yep. And so when the chlorine and the fluoride is in the water and the metals are in the water that you're showering with, that gets absorbed into your body through your skin.
Okay. Yeah, I would never have thought of that, but that makes perfect sense to me that that would be true.
Yeah.
So basically on every faucet then, we would need to have... have one of those purifiers.
Yeah, pretty much. But especially where, you know, in your kitchen, because you use the water to cook with and to drink with, and then your shower, because, you know, your sink, you know, your bathroom sink, you're just washing your hands for a few minutes, or you're just really quickly washing your face, or, you know, you're brushing your teeth, but you're spitting the water out. You're not drinking it. I mean, you're going to have some absorption, but it's not going to be as much as if you had it on, you know, that you do with the shower. You spend a long time in the shower and the bathtub, you know.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, because I do like to take a bath every once in a while. And, you know, I can imagine, especially when you're just laying there in the water, that, you know, that's going to make a big difference in terms of what gets absorbed. Well, that's really interesting. And I didn't imagine we'd be talking about taking showers and baths, but it's good information.
Yeah. People don't think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's time for us to head out for a break again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more with Michelle about what's good for you in foods and what's not. And I want to hear in particular about GMOs. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is fellow radio show host and nutritional consultant, Michelle Bond. And Michelle, can you share with the listeners, I know that on Thursday you have, is it a workshop you have coming up?
It's a seminar. It's, yes, okay. Thursday, June 6th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Edmunds Vitamins and Herbs in Edmunds, Washington. And I'm teaming up with Rapid Eye Technician Paula Bronte, and we're going to do a seminar on experiencing the new economic shift from a place of strength, prosperity, and health.
Oh, yeah. Great. And yeah. So is there a nutritional component to that, or is it a different way?
Yeah, no, there's a nutritional component to that. First of all, you'll learn how to navigate through disillusionment to get to the truth, and then you'll experience the law of attraction in a stronger, more powerful way than ever before. And then the nutritional part is that you're going to gain a greater understanding of how proper nutrition impacts your consciousness.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like that would be well worthwhile. I mean, I've already learned so much today that I know I'd learn more with that. And then you also are offering for listeners to this show a 25% discount on your services. So if they mention they heard you on my show, they'll get 25%?
That's correct.
And you do it by phone, right? So they could be anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I've got Skype. I've got, the toll-free number right. And then my cell phone number. So, yeah, and these consultations can be done over the phone, so it's not an issue. And with Skype, if you want to do video Skype, you know, we can do that, too. So, if they want to see me. Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, so anybody can take advantage of Michelle's services. So, 25% off if you mention the Laura Longley Show. So, coming back to the GMO piece of things. Mm-hmm. There's been in the news the last couple weeks this whole thing with Monsanto. Mm-hmm. And I'm someone who I really kind of avoid the news because I don't feel like it's good for my mental health. Right. So I just know the fringes of it. I mean, I'm on Facebook, so you can't help hearing about some of these things. But can you talk a little bit about what's the big deal and why they're so resistant?
Yes. First of all, when you talk about GMO foods, that's genetically modified organisms. And so,
thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And so these foods have been adulterated in a way to resist disease, so that they can then be sprayed with a bunch of chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all that. So that the, when, so for example, soy. So they GMO'd soy, they modified it so that can, it can withstand a cocktail of pesticides and herbicides to come in and get rid of the weeds. So you spray the whole field, the whole soy field with this chemical cocktail, and it'll kill the weeds but not kill the soy. So that's the basis behind the genetic modifying of our food sources. And so Monsanto is one of the biggest companies that's doing it. They're not the only company that does it, but they are the biggest ones. Okay. Yeah. And so clearly, if you're spraying all these chemicals on your food, number one, it's not good for you, and number two, it's not good for the soil, and these chemicals do leach down through the soil, and they get absorbed into our water supply. They also get absorbed into the plant because, you know, plants absorb water, and they absorb what's in the soil, and so that comes into it. And some of the plants that they do, they genetically modify them and with bacteria and viruses and stick them inside the seed so that the plants themselves have this chemical to resist these diseases. Okay, so not only are they getting sprayed, but they're also getting absorbed into the plant, so you can't wash it off. And it's also been, these chemicals have been designed so they won't be washed off. So they're not good for you because when you eat the foods, then you're ingesting all that. And so that's the problem. And they're also not good for the environment. And so the big deal is that now you're wondering, well, the government's supposed to take care of us. And why are these people, you know, these companies, big, huge corporations getting away with it? And the big deal about it is because the FDA, who polices all this, has a lot of people who have strong ties to Monsanto sitting there on the FDA.
Okay, so it's like a lobby kind of thing. Lobbyist sort of thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And because of this, okay, so now people are worried about, our food sources being polluted and causing all kinds of diseases, like, first of all, irritable bowel syndrome, IBD, allergies, food allergies, and as well as environmental allergies. And then autism, they've seen that go up. Cancer rates, diabetes, all these types of things. And so there's an underground movement going on right now to get the word out and to make sure that all the foods that used GMO products are being labeled that they use GMO products. So we as consumers can make the choice of whether or not we want to buy those products or not. Because what happens right now, none of it's being labeled, and so you don't know if you're getting a GMO product or not. So, and they kind of did that on purpose. They introduced these GMO foods back in the late 90s. And didn't tell us that these were being put into our food sources. And so we were eating them unknowingly and being a guinea pig for, you know, is this good for you or not? And so this has all come out recently. And then there's many, like 60-something plus countries all throughout the world who require GMO labeling on their foods. And we, you know, being one of the biggest ones, don't have that requirement. And so that's what's going on. And so California almost got it passed. Connecticut, I believe they passed it, but then it got reneged, or there's something that's going on with that. And in Connecticut, they voted for the GMO labeling. Like, I think it was 25-1 people came out and voted for it.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and so that's what the big hubbub is about.
Well, and it seems to me, just thinking about it, because I was like, okay, well, why are they the businesses so resistant to it? And I guess it's because it's money to them, right? If they can make the plants more resistant to weeds and disease and everything, then they make more money. It makes it easier for them to grow and harvest.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Making money, though, is they're making money off of, because they have a patent on those seeds, so you can only buy those seeds from them, and you cannot, and every year you have to buy new seeds. You cannot, you know, like the farmers, they would buy seeds, and then they would take their plants, and then they would take the seeds from the plants, and the next year they would use those seeds to plant their garden, their farms.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, you can't do that with the GMOs. So they're making money off of that. Then also they're making money off of all the chemicals that they sell you to spray on the plants to kill the weeds.
So why would the farmers, though, why would it be in the farmers' best interest to use the GMO seeds?
It's not.
why do they, then why do they care that they have to buy them from, I guess that's confusing to me, but.
Well, they care because they don't want to have to buy them. You know, they want to have,
but
be able
what
to
I'm
have
saying,
support.
Why don't you use just regular seeds and then they wouldn't have to do that?
Well, because the companies promised that they would get higher yields.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I was going to.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
That financially, yeah. There's a benefit to the growers and the companies.
That's what the companies want them to believe.
Okay. All right, but it isn't true, or it may not be true?
It's not true. Okay. It does not actually produce higher yields. And you've got, like in India, you have the poor farmers committing suicide on an alarming scale, because they got the GMO cotton seeds. And before they got the GMO seeds, they would let their animals come in and eat the cotton seed plant, I mean the cotton plants after they got the cotton off of them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as a food source or whatever, and also to clear the land. Well, the animals, when they did the GMO cotton seeds and then they started spraying the chemicals, the animals started dying when they would eat the, they'd get very sick and die when they'd eat the cotton seed plants. And then the harvesters of the cotton would break out in horrible skin rashes and would get sick, and some of them passed. And then they found out that they couldn't take the seeds and use them the following year. So they were just, they're ruined, their land was ruined, and
right.
They were financially devastated. So anyway.
Wow.
I know I went on a rant, but.
That's okay. I'm in agreement. So it's good to have that information. So we just have a couple of minutes left until the break. And so I just want to hear briefly about, you mentioned before about microwaves. So why is it not good to microwave?
Because microwaves actually change the chemical components of the food when you microwave it, and it turns it into a carcinogen.
Hmm.
That is it in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, that is definitely a nutshell. So just don't do it is what you're saying.
Yeah, don't do it. I don't even microwave my water. In fact, I don't even have a microwave. You know,
well, that was my next question, because I microwave water for coffee, and so I shouldn't even do that.
No, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't. And the thing of it is, there are studies, you know, these guys from Germany did these studies, and it showed that actually the microwaves were not good for you, and they tested the blood of people after they ate microwave food, and they saw all kinds of things going on. But anyway, the United States were going to do those studies, but they never got around to it, probably because microwaves took off, and they, you know.
Yeah, really. Well, it makes my former mother-in-law of 35 years ago look a little bit smarter. She never trusted them, and she didn't want to have anything to do with them.
Well, she was smart.
It was like back in the late 70s. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, before we take a break, can you give your contact info one more time for our listeners, Michelle?
Yes, I can. It's themichellebondshow.com, 425-412-0202, or 888-713-5331.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show, and it was not only informative, but it was fun, too. I always have fun talking with you, so thank you for being my guest.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. And as always, I always have fun too, and I appreciate it. You're a great host.
Well, thank you. Mutual love society is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
We're going to take a quick break now, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University. Compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with nutritional consultant and my fellow radio show host here on Transformation Talk Radio, Michelle Bond. You can find out more about Michelle and her services at themichellebondshow.com. Some other ways to get more help in moving forward in your life. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, on Twitter, Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at my website, thelauralongleyshow.com. Throughout the year, we've had a lot of really insightful guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com, and now you can also listen on Blog Talk Radio. So either choice works for you. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of the shows, sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can find it at thelauralongleyshow.com in the right sidebar at the top of the page. Well, earlier in the hour, I mentioned that Saturday was my birthday, and that part of what I do in helping me kind of get ready for the coming year is that I use my tarot to help me in that way. And there's two ways that I do this. The first one is that in the tarot, there are 21 archetypes, and it's called the Major Arcana. And there is a calculation that you can do each year at your birthday that tells you for the coming year which of these archetypes is in play for you. And this is related to numerology. So if you're familiar with numerology, it's a similar calculation. And so for me, last year, the one that just ended on Saturday for me, my archetype was the Hanged Man. And you may have heard me talk about that sometimes during the show too, because it really was big for me. And the Hanged Man was all about finding a change in perspective. In the card, he's hanging upside down by his feet, which is change in perspective, right, hanging upside down with his hands tied behind his back. And the hands tied behind the back is about surrender. So surrendering to reality, to what is, to circumstances, to what's really happening right now, and getting that shift in perspective. And definitely I experienced that last year, and knowing that that was my kind of lesson or my focus for the year, it helped, because it wasn't always painless. It was sometimes actually fairly painful to go through some of that. But having that understanding of what it was I was meant to be learning from it helped me. So for this coming year, my archetype is the Emperor, and his deal is all about personal power and leadership. So having gotten this change in perspective and kind of surrendering to what is, to a higher power, now I can own my personal power and leadership in this coming year. And so that's kind of the flow of how things work with these. They're called the archetype for your growth year. And if you're interested in doing this, I'll tell you in a minute how you can figure it out for yourself. The other thing that I also do, and I do this not only at my birthday, but I also do it on January 1st on New Year's Day. And so the other thing that I do is I do a 3-card spread for the coming year. That is, my question is around, you know, where shall I focus? What do I need to learn about? What is my lesson? What do I need to know for the coming year? And I do a 3-card spread for body, mind, and spirit. And then I also pull a 4th card that's kind of about, is there anything else that I need to know? What final card will kind of bring this all together for me? And the cards that I drew for my birthday this year, for the coming year, in the position of spirit was prudence, which is kind of taking things step by step. And gosh darn it, I didn't put this in front of me. Let's see if I can remember what the other two were. It was just 2 days ago. In the position of mind was strength, which is a spiritual card. So it was spiritual strength in the position of mind and thoughts. And then in the position of body or action or the material world was the zero in the major arcana, which is the Fool. And the Fool is about diving into things with a childlike curiosity and enthusiasm. And I loved that that was in the position of action for me, of how I'm going to take action in the world, is being fearless and being a risk taker and having really this openness like a child does to everything. And then my 4th card that came up, oh gosh darn it, now I, again, let's see if I can remember what it was. This is crazy, because it was so meaningful to me, and I've been reviewing it every day, and I cannot remember now what my 4th card was. But trust me that it brought everything all together in the way that it was supposed to. So for our light bulb moment, if you would like to do this around your birthday, and it doesn't even have to be your birthday, you can go back and calculate it for your birthday for earlier this year or last year, if you haven't had your birthday yet this year, so that you can kind of see how your year is unfolding. And the calculation to do this, you need to know your birthday and month, day of the month, and the date of your last birthday. You don't need to know your year, but of course I know you all know that anyway. And you can get the calculation by going to my website. If you go to the homepage, lauralongley.net, in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see what's in the cards for you. Get your free tarot report. Or you can also find it on the Laura Longley Show in the right-hand sidebar midway down the page. It's the exact same thing. What's in the cards for you? Get your free tarot report. And that will tell you how to do the calculation for your growth year archetype. And it will also tell you, we haven't talked about it today, but it'll also tell you how to do the calculation for your soul and personality numbers. And I use that stuff all the time, and just because I can't always remember it without my note in front of me, which card I pulled, doesn't mean that it doesn't resonate for me. It really does, and I really find usefulness in it, and I know that you can too. Couple of announcements before we close out today. Do want to remind you that you can sign up for the radio show newsletter at thelauralongtheshow.com in the upper right sidebar. And it also includes, it has upcoming guests, archived shows, written transcripts, and also the Lightbulb Moment audio, which is about 5 minutes long, as well as a blog post. And again, I want to remind you, there's a new Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show. It's only been out there a couple weeks now. I would love for you to come and join the discussion there. I really want to hear from you. And you can email me with guest suggestions or topic suggestions at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And one more reminder, next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, I'll be filling in for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show, and that's on KKNW and also on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And I need some ideas for topics or a guest because it's been really short notice, and I really could use your help. You can email me, Laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, or find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and give me your ideas. I really want to hear from you. I want to thank my guest today, Michelle Bond, for sharing her great information about nutrition and water. I was really surprised to hear some of the water stuff. And thank you for all tuning in to listen to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Frances Weller, the author of Entering the Healing Ground, Grief, Ritual, and the Soul of the World. And it'll be a great show around how feeling our grief and processing our grief adds to the world. As always, I expect to learn a lot and to have a good time, even though we're talking about grief. Don't forget to tune in to the Dr. Pat Show next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and have a great day. I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift.
you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.